in the world.
就今天这个特权在这世界当中啊，不是很多地方都能够有的。
Even in our own country, very few gathered around the Lord's table today.
就连在我们自己的国家里面，今天也很少人能够聚集在啊饼杯的面前。
This has often been a problem in the history of mankind.
在人类历史当中，这一直是一个问题。
In the 1500s, it was very, very difficult in England to worship as we did this morning.
16世纪在英国的地方，也很难能够像我们今天早晨能够有这样的机会在敬拜神。
And during the 1500s and early 1600s,Many Christians would escape to Amsterdam, Holland, to worship as they wanted to.
在16世纪、17世纪初的时候，有许多的神的儿女必须要从阿姆斯特丹离开。
Suffering under the likes of Bloody Mary, Mary Queen of Scots.
他们是受到玛丽皇后的逼迫。
King James.
或是那个。
King James the First.
那个 King James 的那个国王，英国。
But finally, 1620, a little boat called the Mayflower came to this country.
在主后1620年，有一艘船叫做五月花号来到了美国。
And it had a number of believers called Puritans, led by their elder William Brewster.
他们有一位长老带领着他们来到这片土地上。
And they found a place to worship in freedom.
他们能够在这片土地上面自由地敬拜神。
And the past 384 years, we've had that privilege here.
在过去的300多年里面，在这国家有这样的一个特权。
It's the very thing that allowed God to bless this country.
这实在是神祝福这片土地的这个国家的重要的地方。
And yet very few people.Even in our leadership, in Congress, in the legislative bodies, in the city mayors, recognize that privilege today.
从总统到国会，各个议员到各个市长，各个执政的人，他们都没有注意到这件事情。
It's a meaningful day today to be able to break bread in that kind of freedom.
今天是何等有意义的日子，叫我们能够来拨主的饼和杯。
May God teach us not to take it for granted.
求主来教导我们不要轻忽了这个权利。
We've had leaders in this country who have been a restraint against evil.
我们这国家有领导人他要对抗邪恶。
But that time is not going to last long.
可这样的时间不会太长的。
The foundation of this country is eroding very quickly.
这个国家的基础渐渐在失落。
Some of your children might not see and have the privilege of worshiping like we did this morning.
在我们当中我们的下一代或许没有机会看到我们今天早晨有这样的特权能够来敬拜神。
The Bible says governments come and go, nations rise and fall.
圣经告诉我们政府他们兴起又衰弱。
But the church will prevail.
但教会会永存。
And that's where we need to put our trust, in Christ and his body.
这是为什么我们必须要将我们的信心放在基督和他的身体。
This is no small thing just to kind of come in here out of duty.
这不是一件小事情，好像我们在尽我们的责任而已。
Well, I think I will go to the meeting today. I need a little good luck.
我想说，今天好吧，今天来聚会，或许我需要一点点好运气。
The church, Christ and his body, is the fabric of any civilization.
基督和他的教会是他的身体。
And that's why we gather.
那是为什么我们要聚集在一起。
To enthrone God.
我们要高举神。
Presidents come and go.
总统来来去去。
But when we enthrone the Lord Jesus, He lives and abides forever.
但是我们高举主，他坐在宝座上的时候，他永永远远活着。
Let's just read a couple of verses here in Luke 2.
我们来读路加福音第二章。
We want to be just read this little story about the Lord Jesus when He was a child.
我们要来读一些关于耶稣小时候的一些经节。
In 30 years of the Lord's life, He only says one little word.
主耶稣他前面30年的时间里面，他只说一句话。
He was only on this earth 33 years.
他在地上总共只有33年的时间。
And during 30 of those years, He said one word.
在这30年的时间里面，他说了一句话。
Do you think that word was important?
你认为那句话重要吗？
Why would God, why would the Holy Spirit summarize everything that the Lord Jesus was about for 30 years in one phrase?
为什么神将耶稣他在30年的时间里面，他就说了这么一句话？
Let's just read this little story about this one word.
我们来读关于这句话的一段故事。
We're going to start with the 39th verse just as a background when Jesus was just circumcised as a baby.
我们要来读从39节开始，就是主耶稣刚受完割礼。
Verse 39, and when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child continued to grow, become strong, increasing in wisdom.And the grace of God was upon him.
约瑟和玛利亚照主的律法办完了一切的事，就回加利利，到自己的城拿撒勒去了。孩子渐渐长大，强壮起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
And his parents used to go up to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover.
每年到逾越节，他父母就上耶路撒冷去。
And when he became 12,They went up there according to the custom of the feast.
当他十二岁的时候，他们按着节期的规矩上去。
And as they were returning, after spending the full number of days, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem.
守满了节期，他们回去，孩童耶稣仍旧在耶路撒冷。
And his parents were unaware of it.
他的父母并不知道。
But supposed him to be in the caravan, and they went a day's journey.And they began looking for him among their relatives and acquaintances.
以为他在同行的人中间走了一天的路程，就在亲族和熟识的人中找他。
And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem looking for him.
既找不着，就回耶路撒冷去找他。
And it came about after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them.And asking them questions.
过了三天，就遇见他在殿里，坐在教师中间，一面听，一面问。
And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers.
凡听见他的，都稀奇他的聪明和他的应对。
And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I.Have been anxiously looking for you.
他父母看见就很稀奇，他母亲对他说，我儿，为什么像我们做这样行呢？看哪，你父亲和我伤心来找你。
And he said to them, Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be about my father's business?
耶稣说为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Some of your translations might say, Did you not know I had to be in my father's house?
有的翻译说，岂不知我应当在我父的家里吗？
And they did not understand the statement which he had made to them.
他所说的这话，他们不明白。
And he went down with them, came to Nazareth, and he continued...and subjection to them And his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。
And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
Chapter 3,
第三章。
Verse 21 and verse 22.
21, 22节。
Now it came about when all the people were baptized that Jesus also was baptized. And while he was praying, heaven opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came out of heaven, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased.
众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗，正祷告的时候，天就开了。圣灵降临在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子，又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
John 1, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 45 and 46.
约翰福音第一章，第44、45节。
Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found him, this would be Jesus, of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
第四十五节，腓力找到拿但业，对他说，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
And then Nathanael said to him, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, Come and see.
46节，拿但业对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？腓力说，你来看。
John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
Verse 40.
第四十节。
Some of the multitude, therefore, when they heard these words, were saying, This certainly is the prophet.
众人听见这话，有的说，这真是那先知。
Others were saying, This is the Christ. Still others were saying, Surely, the Christ is not going to come from Galilee, is he?
有的说这是基督，但也有的说基督岂是从加利利出来的吗？
Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the offspring of David and from Bethlehem, the village where David was?
经上岂不是说基督是大卫的后裔，从大卫本乡伯利恒出来的吗？
So there arose a division in the multitude because of him.
于是众人因着耶稣起了纷争。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we want to thank you this morning that we had the privilege to get up and to remember you.
天父，我们感谢你，今天早晨我们能够起来，能够来来敬拜你。
Remember the one who gives us even breath to breathe today.
叫我们真是能够记得是谁赐给我们生命气息。
The one who raises up kings and presidents to lead and to give us freedom.
是谁兴起君王还有总统。
But more importantly, to give us brothers and sisters which we can share the life of Christ with one another.
给我们有自由，也赐给我们也给我们有弟兄姐妹，我们彼此能够相爱。
And even your word, Lord, you give to us this morning and we say thank you.
今天早晨你所赐给我们的话语，我们也感谢你。
And you give us the Holy Spirit to teach us.
你赐给我们圣灵来教导我们。
To make the Word living and alive in us.
叫你的话成为真实生活的在我们里面。
Lord, speak not only to our minds, but speak to our hearts this morning.
求你不单单向我们的心思说话，也向我们的心灵说话。
Lord, we need your grace.
主，我们何等需要你的恩典。
Without you, we can do nothing.
若没有你，我们什么都不能做。
We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名感谢。Amen.
You can turn back to Luke 2 because we will be spending most of our time in that particular scripture and that particular story.
我们再翻回到路加福音第二章，我们会比较多的时间在思想这一章的圣经。
The beginning of this year, we've been looking at, first of all, the first commandment that we're to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength.
年初的时候，我们就交通到就是第一个命令，讲到尽心、尽意、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
We've been looking at how David understood this first commandment and made it his life to behold the beauty of the Lord.
我们曾经思想到大卫他如何来爱神，他单单的注视着他的主。
And if that is the command, if that is what God wants, that's where all blessing comes from, then the question is, how can we come into that?
如果那是神的命令，是神的心意，那我们怎么样子能够进到这个祝福里头？
How do you become a lover of anything?
我们怎么能够爱其他的东西？
And we've been seeing that when Paul says that I may know him, this becomes the key.
这也成为那把钥匙，叫保罗能够说我能够来认识他。
There has to be a confidence that there has to be an understanding in anything that we love.
你必须要有一个信心，也必须要有个认识，对于我们所爱的事物。
If you have a particular hobby this morning, it's something that you have studied, something you've practiced, something that you've done, and you're excited about it.
今天如果你有什么兴趣或什么事情是你做的，你会很喜欢的。
We know every mother loves her children.
我知道每个母亲都很喜爱他们的儿女。
And the reason why is that since that baby was conceived in her womb, she has been occupied with that child.
当母亲怀这个孩子的时候，她就已经被这个孩子给占领了。
It is never out of the mother's thought.
这个母亲从来没有忘记过。
If she is busy with something, it might be out of her thought for a minute, but it'll never be out of her heart.
或许她在忙的时候，她可能心思会忘记，但是她的心从来没有忘记。
She changes those diapers for those numbers of years. She feeds, she gets up. These are the things that causes a great love for that child.
她帮那个孩子换尿布，她照顾他，喂他吃，所以她整个心思都在这个孩子上。
We do not come to a place of loving the Lord by singing a couple songs and listening to a few poems and prayers on Sunday.
我们不可能就只是一个礼拜来到神的面前唱唱诗歌，能够来有点祷告，我们就能够认识他。
We've got to get to know these people. We've got to get to know Him, the Lord.
我们必须要来认识他，我们的主。
Like the apostle says that he was something that we touched, something we have felt.We have smelled him. We've been in his life. He's been in our life.
就像使徒所说的，我们亲眼看过他，也摸过他，他的生命在我们里头，我们也在他里头。
This was a reality to the Apostle John. And even when John was almost 100 years old, he was consumed with one thing, loving the Lord Jesus.
这是使徒约翰他的一生，他一生完全就是。被爱主这件事情完全给占领了。
It occupied every part of his heart.
他全心都被这个意念给占领。
And so we've been just looking at different ways of gazing upon him.
我们已经看到各方面怎么样子来注视他。
Like Mary of Bethany, just sitting at his feet and letting him speak and show him himself.
就像伯大尼的玛利亚，她坐在主的脚前。
There is a day coming when every knee will bow.
有一天日子要到，万膝都要跪拜。
We saw at the summer conference that every believer of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to stand before Him.
我们知道，所有基督的门徒信徒们，都有一天都来到 这个审判宝座的面前。
And it's going to come down to what do you think of me?
最后呢，他就看说你是怎么样子认为我。
Jesus asking the question, what do you think of me?
耶稣问这个问题，你是怎么想我，怎么看我的？
Have I been that which has occupied every minute of your life?
我是不是占据着你心思的每一分每一刻？
Or have you lived your own life as unto yourself?
或是你是为了你自己过你的生活呢？
And religion is just sort of a part-time thing.
在宗教的世界里面，就好像是一个是兼职的。
It's something that I consider on holidays and usually once a week.
好像是周末才做的，是一个礼拜一次性的。
God wants His Son to be totally our life.
神他要他的儿子是完全的能够占据我们的心。
And this comes by knowing Him.
这我们就必须要来认识他。
This Bible really only, with its 66 books, only has really one purpose.
这本圣经有66章的66卷书，可是它只有一个目的。
And that is to reveal the Son.
就是要启示耶稣，启示儿子。
To show him in all of his glory.
要把主耶稣在他的荣耀里面给介绍出来。
All of you this morning who have received Christ as your Savior have touched one element of the Lord Jesus.
在你们当中已经接受耶稣基督做救主的，你们接触到这个的荣耀的一部分。
You have experienced His saving grace.
你经历到他拯救的恩典。
You have experienced the guilt of living a selfish life lifted.
你里面觉得那个自私的那个罪的重担已经被除去了。
You've exchanged your will for His will. That's all salvation is.
就是你以他的意志为你的意志。
There are people who say they have prayed the sinner's prayer, but they really are not saved.
有一些人他们为着他们的救恩祷告。
Because they've not exchanged their will for God's will.
他们并不是真正能够得救。如果他们，除非他们把他们的意志
，
降服在主的意志。
Still ruling their own lives.
他们仍然过着自己的生活。
And so this morning we're going to just look for a few minutes at this little phrase, or really Jesus's first 30 years.
今天我们早上要来看短短的一个经节，就主耶稣前面三十年。说的一句话。
These 30 years are summed up in this little phrase that I am about my Father's business.
这句话就是说，我以父的事为念。
So we ask the question this morning, what is the Father's business?
今天早上我们就要来思想，要来问一个问题，那父的事是什么呢？
Well, to the Son, to the Lord Jesus, it was just really one thing.
神的儿子主耶稣来说只有一件事
His Father
就是他的父
To us it's the Father the Son and the body
对我们而言就是天父还有他的儿子还有那个身体
And in a practical way for us the Father's business is just the Son
对我们实际来说天父的事就是他的儿子
Becoming so acquainted with the Son.
他这么满足他的儿子。
You know, when we go through school, we study different heroes.
当我们去学校，我们有研究许多的英雄。
It's very easy to say, I'd like to be like that person.
我们就很容易会想说，我要像这个英雄。
And we study and we see the attributes of this individual and say, I'm going to mold my life just like that person.
我们看到一个人，我们认识他，我们就想说，我们要改变我们自己，要像那个人。
And there are people that we could emulate and imitate that that is good, that would be good.
或许有些人，我们是可以来像他们，模仿他们，那或许也是不错。
But in God's economy, there's only one man.
但在神的事里面，只有一个人。
And if we apply this morning just a little bit of logic,
今天早晨我们来稍微来应用一下。
Why not?Go for the highest.
那为什么我们不去追求那最高的？
If we want to have a hero, why not make it God's hero, the Lord Jesus.
如果我们要要下一个英雄，为什么我们不来寻求这一位神的英雄？
Look at his love, look at his joy, look at his whole being.
我们来看他的爱，他的喜乐，他的所事。
You know, the Lord Jesus, no man ever suffered the way he did on this earth.
没有一个人是像我们的主耶稣在地上所曾经受的苦。
But on the other hand, no one ever had more joy.
同样，另外一方面来讲，有没有一个人能够像他有那么的有喜乐
？So we see there's something of an inner man, there's something different within that is far different than us.
我们看见他在他里面和我们是何等的不同。
Our natural being is to be happy, to be pleased, to be have joy when everything's going right.
那我们天然的人呢，就在什么事情都很顺利一帆风顺的时候呢，我们就很高兴。
But I think all of you in this room are old enough to know that this world is very shaky.
但我们在我们当中呢，可能都有足够的年纪，知道这个世界实在是动荡不安的。
There is a lot of confusion and injustices in this world.
有许多的混淆，许多的不公义。
There is a lot of illness. There is a lot of death.
许多的疾病，许多的死亡。
And this happens in all of our families.
这些事情也都会发生在我们的家庭当中。
None of us can guarantee that we would not be terminally ill tomorrow.
没有一个人有那个确据说我们不会生病。
Our jobs, none of them are secure.
我们也不能保证我们的工作是安全的。
Many have already experienced that. Many of you know that as a reality.
我们很多人都经历过，很多人也都知道那是真实的。
But with the life of the Lord Jesus, there can be joy amidst this.
但因着耶稣的生命，我们可以在各样的环境里面都能够有那喜乐。
And this is the life that can be ours.
这就是这个生命也可以成为我们。
When we read this book and we see this glorious life of the Lord Jesus.
当我们在读圣经的时候，我们看见在耶稣里面那荣耀的生命。
The first thing is, we usually say, "Well, I like that. I do want to be changed into that image."
第一件事情，我们的反应就是说，哎呀，我喜欢那个，我也希望能够变成那个形象。
But then we make, secondly, a quick mistake.
然后接着呢，第二步我们就犯了一个错误。
We try to do it. We try to imitate. We try to emulate that life.
我们就靠着我们自己想要来模拟，想要来模仿这样的一个形象。
We hear a message on love and we say, this week, I'm going to love my spouse.
我们听见一个关于讲爱的信息，我们就立定心志说，哎，这个礼拜我要好好的来爱我的配偶。
It doesn't matter how many times my wife tries to change me this week, I'm just going to smile back and say, I love you, honey.
无论我妻子怎么样子多少次要来改变我，那我总是不生气，我就对着他笑，然后跟他说我爱他。
Well, that works Monday and Tuesday, but by Wednesday we run out of gas.
可能礼拜一、礼拜二还可以，到礼拜三呢，我们就没有办法了。
See, we can read 1 Corinthians 13 and see all about the character of God's love.
我们可以读哥林多前书第十三章，我们可以读到神所描述关于爱的各个性格。
The Lord for the Word.
我们感谢主因着他的话对我们说。
And that causes us to want that life.
他能够叫我们激发我们想要得着那个爱。
But brothers and sisters, none of us have it in us to turn that desire, that zeal, that learning to reality.
我们其中没有一个人，任何一个人可以把那样的一个渴慕变成是一个真实的。
But God has given us what? His Spirit. His Holy Spirit to take that and make it a reality.
神赐给我们圣灵，圣灵能够将那样的真理能够在成为我们里面成为实际。
Even as we listen this morning, we can want to be about the Father's business so badly, but we cannot.
今天早晨我们听到这信息，我们心里面也会非常想要关于这个父的事，可是我们没有办法。
Not I, but Christ in me can make that a reality.
不是我，乃是基督在我里面才能够使这件事情成为实际。
So what is the Father's business for you and I today?
所以那父的事是什么呢？
It's all about the Son. It's all about the Son.
全部都是关于儿子。
It's all about His house.
完全是关于神的家。
Paul saw this.
保罗这么说。
On the road to Damascus.
他在他大马色的路上。
When he was standing trial before King Agrippa.
当他站在亚基帕王面前的时候。
In Acts 26:19, he said, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
在使徒行传二十一章。
Acts 26:19. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
在六章第十九节，我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
What is the heavenly vision?
天上来的意象是什么呢？
The Father's business.
就是父的事。
And the Father's business is simply Christ and His church.
父的事，简单来说就是基督和他的教会。
It's about being set apart.For the good news of Christ.
就是在基督的福音。
It's about living and abiding in the presence of God.
就是在神的同在里面与他同住。
That's what the Father's business is.
这就是我天父的事。
Just being in His presence.
就是在他的同在里。
This is what Jesus saw at 12 years of age.
就是当主耶稣十二岁的时候，他就明白。
All he had to do was just be about his father's business.
他所需要做的事，就是在父的天父的事里头。
His parents were not aware of this.
他的父母并不知道。
We just read, as it was their custom, they went up to the feast.
就他们的习惯，他们是参加节期。
It was the custom to go to the feast.
这是一个风俗习惯。
When we come to the meeting this morning, did we come? Well, what do? It's Sunday morning. We come. We come to the meeting.
今天早晨我们来到聚会当中，我们是因为说是礼拜天我们就来吗？
Jesus at 12 years old went up to the feast for a reason.
耶稣十二岁的时候，他到聚会里头，他是有一个目的。
He did not go up there, well, so he could play with his friends.
他不是说去那里呢，能够跟朋友玩耍。
He had seen something even as a young boy. What was on his father's heart?
当他还是个年轻的孩子的时候，他就注意一件事情，就是他天父的心意是什么。
He went there to meet his father.
他到那里是去与他的天父见面。
He went there to have a relationship with others, brothers and sisters.
他去那里与弟兄姐妹有交通。
Totally different than his parents.
跟他父母的想法完全不同。
Mary knew her son was special.
玛丽知道玛利亚知道她的儿子是不同的。
Even as a child, she wrote some magnificent things about him when he was a child.
就他很小的时候，他就注意到。
We, from time to time, we see clearly what God is after.
我们其实我们都很清楚的知道。神需要什么？
And then all of a sudden, we get busy.
可是呢，突然间我们就忙起来了。
Our life becomes kind of a ritual.
我们的生活就好像很盲目。
It becomes a custom. It becomes a ritual. It becomes a habit.
变成是一个只是一个习惯，一个传统。
See, brother, I'm a little different than Lawrence.
我跟我们 Lawrence 弟兄不一样。
When You can't translate a word, Lawrence can help you.
当我不能翻译的时候 ，Lawrence 可以帮我。
I can't help you.
我不能帮助你。
I'm just going to have to trust the Lord.
我只能相信我们的主。
Jesus, when he was there in the temple, he was about the Father's business.
当主耶稣在圣殿那里的时候他是以父的事为念。
And he absolutely was absorbed. He was consumed by being about this business.
他全心全意的在父的事上面。
He did not say, This thing's finally over. It's been 7 days. I'm getting out of here.
他不是说，哎呀，这算时间，说终于七天到了，我可以走了。
His heart is about someone else.
他的心是在别人的身上。
As his parents are coming home, it's kind of interesting that they're not even aware that they've left the Savior behind.
当父母回家的时候。他们好像都完全忘记了，他们把救主留在后面。
You know, we go to various conferences.
那我们去不同的聚会。
And on the way home, do we bring Jesus with us?
当我们从特会回来之后，我们有带着耶稣回来吗
？You know, it's very easy to talk about the speakers.
我们很容易可以讲一讲这个讲员如何。
We even say, this was a great speaker, this was pretty good, this one wasn't so good.
我们说这个讲员很好，这个普通，这个不怎么样。
This was a good song, oh, I like that song.
哦，这个诗歌很好，我很喜欢。
I was sure good to see those people.
我也很高兴看到这些人。
And often our conversation is everything except about him.
很多时候我们的对话就是什么都谈，就是不谈到我们的主。
We've left Jesus behind.
我们把主耶稣留到后头去了。
And then we begin looking for him in the wrong place.
那我们又在不对的地方来寻找他。
Not aware that Jesus is always about the Father's business.
我们就忽略了主耶稣，他总是以父的事为念。
So we try to find him, maybe around here, or just around our own acquaintances.
我们可能在一些地方找他。
Or when we get back to Jerusalem, we will look at every place except for the temple.
或者我们跑到耶路撒冷去，我们到处都找，就是没有去圣殿去找。
How many of you have come into a problem and have tried to figure it out for one day, 2 days, even 3 days, and finally, oh, I need to pray about this.
我们是不是常在一些困难当中的时候呢，我们就想了一些不同的方法，但是我们就忘记，后来想到说，哎呀，我们必须要祷告。
It might be a simple thing by just losing something. You might have lost a ring. You might fret about it for three days. Even call your insurance company before. Lord, could you help me find that?
你可能把你的戒指给掉了，你可能想到说这个保险公司的事，可是你是不是有没有祷告说？父啊，可不可以帮助我找到？
Mary and Joseph had lost sight of who Jesus was.
那么玛利亚和约瑟他们忽略了主耶稣。
But then we come to this place where they find him.
然后我们后来看到他们找到他了。
And he makes this statement, "Don't you know I must be about my Father's business?"
那时候主耶稣说这句话，我应以我父的事为念。
I must be about and in my Father's presence.
我应当要在我父的同在里头。
Where are we to be about the Father's business?
那我们是在哪里来关心天父的事呢？
I think as we look at this story, this is one of the most surprising things in the whole Bible.
这件事情是圣经当中很重要的一件。
More believers, including myself and my own testimony, have stumbled over the fact that we have here in this story.
在这事情，在这段故事当中，有一个很重要的事情，我们都忽略了。
It says in verse 51, and he went down with them, and he came to Nazareth, and he continued in subjection.
他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。
He went down with them to Nazareth. What is Nazareth?
他同他们下去，回到拿撒勒。拿撒勒是什么？
We just read in John 1. Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
我们刚刚读过约翰福音第一章第九节，讲到说拿撒勒能够出什么好的吗？
Nazareth was the worst place you could possibly live in that part of the country, in that part of the world.
在那片地方呢，拿撒勒是一个最低层的一个地方。
The Christ can't come out of Galilee, can he? That area, no.
他们就讽刺着说，基督会从加利利出来吗？
What's the lowliest town in Galilee?
在加利利当中，最低 最低层的最低等的那个城市是哪一个呢
Nazareth
就是拿撒勒
This is an obscure small place
这是一个非常小不引人注意的一个城市
it's a place that is despised by people from Judah
它是犹太人所看不起的
It's a place of reproach
是我们不愿意去的
It's the last place you and I want to live
我们都不想住在那里
can anything good come out of there
就是说那里会出什么好的吗
When Peter was cursing and denying the Lord
当彼得在那里拒绝承认主的时候
One of the ways that they knew that he was a part of Jesus was the way he spoke
人家发现他是跟主耶稣一起的乃是因为他说话
He had a Galilean accent
他有加利利的口音
An accent by someone who lives on the other side of the tracks.
他的口音呢，让人家知道说他是从另外一边来的。
Nothing good can come out of there.
就是那个地方是不好的地方。
And yet this is the name he even called himself.
这个名字，这个拿撒勒呢，却是主耶稣称呼他自己。
When he met Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus.
当大马色的路上，他来遇见保罗的时候。
Saul said, "Who are you?"
扫罗问他说你是谁
I am Jesus of Nazareth
我是耶稣是拿撒勒人耶稣
This was the title that was put upon the cross
这是他的头衔在十字架上
Jesus of Nazareth King of the Jews
拿撒勒人耶稣犹太人的王
It was not PhD
他不是博士
It wasn't MD
也不是医生
There was no title
他没有什么显著的头衔。
It was a mockery to be called Jesus of Nazareth.
这是非常不好，非常悲哀的被称为拿撒勒耶稣。
But this is where God in His wisdom put this person.
但是照神的智慧，他把耶稣放在拿撒勒。
I'd like to read a verse out of Zechariah.
我们来读撒加利亚书。
Zechariah 4 or 6.
撒加利亚书第六章
Zechariah 6:12
第六章第十二节
I'm going to read out of the Darby
我要从达比的翻译来读
The translation I think is just a little bit easier
这个翻译比较容易帮助我们了解
Thus speaketh Jehovah of hosts saying Behold the man This is JesusWhose name is the branch. He shall grow up from his own place, Nazareth. His own place. All of us have our own place. And he shall build the temple of Jehovah. Even he shall build the temple of Jehovah and shall bear the glory and shall sit and rule upon his throne.
万军之耶和华如此说看哪那名称为大卫苗裔的他要在本处长起来这本处就讲到拿撒勒并要建造耶和华的殿他要建造耶和华的殿并担负尊荣坐在位上掌王权
This building of the temple he is going to build his church
他建造这个殿就是建造他的教会
He shall bear the glory
他要担负尊荣
He shall sit and rule on the throne
他要坐在位上掌王权。
What preceded all of that?
那个的前提是什么呢
？What preceded all of this exaltation, all of this glorification by God?
这一切的尊荣，一切的荣耀，神所赐的是根据什么
？There will be a time when Jesus rules over this earth.
那个日子要到，就是主耶稣要在全地作王掌权。
In the near future，
在很快的将来。
Everything will be made right as every knee will bow.
万膝要跪拜，万口要称颂。
Where did Jesus earn this right?
耶稣从哪里得着这个权柄
？Where was he established by God?
他从哪里来建造这个基础
？In Nazareth.
乃是在拿撒勒。
30 years.
三十年的时间。
In obscurity.
在那个谦卑的里面。
Hidden.
在一个隐藏的里面
abused by his four brothers and at least two sisters rejected by them
他的四个肉身的兄弟还有他两位的姐妹他们都轻视他
they were jealous of him
他们嫉妒他
his parents as we just see even as a 12 year old do not even understand who he is.
当他十二岁的时候，连他父母都不知道他真正是谁。
What we would call a very boring life. He was poor for one thing.
他好像是过着一个很无聊的生活。
Mary and Joseph didn't have much except had a lot of children.
玛利亚和约瑟他们没有什么别的，就是有很多孩子。
And Jesus, being the oldest, as often is, had to carry the brunt of that. He had to support and care for those children.
他身为长子，他必须要担当那个责任，家庭的责任，来照顾他们。
30 years.
有三十年的时间。
We all have a Nazareth.
我们都有拿撒勒。
But boy, do we love to avoid that Nazareth.
我们何等想要逃避。
God puts us in a particular place.
神把我们放在一个特殊的地方。
As it said, it was His own place that God put the Son.
这边说到，要在他本处，就是神把他的儿子放在那个地方。
Brothers and sisters, you just didn't happen to be here this morning.
你不是偶然的正好在这里。
It just didn't because of your great study skills.That you happen to be on a particular job.
不是因为说哦，你在研究上面也都有成就，所以你必须要做什么样的特别的工作。
God is behind everything in your life.
在你生活当中的背后每一部分都是神。
He has sovereignly put you with a certain spouse.
他把你与你的配偶联合配合。
And anyone who is married this morning has questioned the wisdom of God in putting you with that particular person.
在我们当中不应该有任何的人来质问神说为什么神把我放在这样的婚姻里。
God has put you in a particular job place.
神也把你放在一个工作的场合。
And you've wondered many times, why is this supervisor there?
你常常就在那里想，在埋怨说为什么有这样的老板。
What is wrong with the CEO of this company?
我们公司的总裁到底是有什么毛病呢？
God has put you there.
乃是神把你放在那。
That is your Nazareth.
那是你的拿撒勒。
That is where we learn to be about the Father's business.
但是在那里我们才能够来学习我父的事。
If this environment was not lousy sometimes,
这样的环境并不是说非常的不好。
We would never look to the Father.
我们如果没有这样的环境，我们就不会来仰望我们的天
父。We look to the Father and consider what His business is because of pressure.
我们乃是因着有压力，我们才会来仰望天父，来思想父的事。
Many of you have left your homeland to come here.
我们当中很多人都离开了我们的祖国，来到这个地方。
And you cannot believe that there's still problems here.
你就很难想象说在这里还会有问题。
And those problems are our Nazareth.
这些问题其实乃至也是拿撒勒。
The greater the problems, the Apostle Paul was pressed in every day, and all he could do is just say, "The grace of God sustained me."
保罗经历过许多的苦难迫害，在这个环境当中，他才经历到说主的恩典实在是够他用。
Speaking for myself, I think I would sink in a minute if I had to go through just one day that the Apostle Paul went through.
我可能一下子就下沉了，如果我必须要来经过保罗所经过的。
But Paul had spent 15 years in his Nazareth learning the ways of God.
保罗却曾经花数年的时间在他的拿撒勒那里来学习认识神。
May we not run from our Nazareth.
希望我们不要从我们的拿撒勒跑离开。
Jesus learned patience through that Nazareth experience.
主耶稣也是在这拿撒勒当中来学习他的忍耐。
He learned to depend upon his Father for every breath.
他在他的每一个气息当中，他都来学习依靠他的天父。
He needed the Father's love to deal with his siblings.
他何等需要父亲的爱来让他能够来面对每天的事。
And he learned it there.
他在那里学习这些事。
God has us all in our own Nazareth.
神在我们身上都预备了拿撒勒。
By his grace, do we accept it or do we reject it?
因着他的恩典，我们是拒绝呢，还是接受？
How can we remain in the Father's business?
我们如何能够保守在父的事里面？
Well, we notice with Jesus, first of all, he sat at the feet of those who are more mature than him.
第一件事我们看到的是看到主耶稣他坐在那里。
He sat and he not only sat, but he listened.
他坐在那里呢，他也听。
Listening does not come naturally. This takes the grace of God.
要听呢，必须要有神的恩典，不是我们天然的人就有。
He listened and he asked questions.
他不仅听他们，他也问题。
And then he even conversed with them.
他还跟他们谈话。
But then as we go down through that story, we see when his parents came, he subjected himself to his parents.
当看到他父母找到他的时候，他也顺从他的父母。
We remain in the Father's business by submitting.
我们乃是借着顺服来保守在父的事里。
What is the result of being about the Father's business?
我们保守在父的事里面呢，会有什么样的结果？
Verse 40.
第四十节。
We see even as a child in Nazareth, and the child continued to grow, be strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
我们看到耶稣回到拿撒勒，这个渐渐长大，强壮起来，充满智慧。
Wisdom is the opposite of foolishness.
智慧乃是愚昧的相反。
Our life is filled naturally with foolish talk.
我们的生活常常充满着愚昧的谈话。
We have all kinds of advice, poor advice, good advice.
我们有不好的建议，有好的建议。
But is it wisdom? Is it that which comes from God's heart?
那个是从神的心所发出来的智慧吗？
Verse 46.
第46节。
And it came about that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening and asking questions.
过了三天就遇见他在殿里坐在教室中间一面听一面问。
This is the result of being in the Father's business.
这是我们在父的事里面所得来的结果。
And then repeated again in verse 52.
在第五十二节。
And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature in favor with God and men.
耶稣的智慧和身量并神和人的喜爱他的心都一起增长。
This was before the world would try to crucify him.
这是在这世界想要钉死他之前。
There is an order here. He found favor with God and then man.
他是有个次序在这里，是先是神，然后才是人。
Our natural tendency, brothers and sisters, is to find favor with man first and then God.
我们天然的个性，我们想法是想要先跟人有一个好的关系，然后才是跟神。
Only by God's grace can we first of all find favor with God, and finding favor with men will automatically take place.
是因着神的恩典，我们跟神之间有一个好的关系，然后呢，很自然的，我们跟人之间就会有好的关系。
And then at the end of the 30 years, there was graduation.
在这三十年的之后呢，就有一个毕业的典礼。
Jesus came out of Nazareth and he was baptized in the Jordan River.
耶稣从拿撒勒出来，他在约旦河受洗。
And as he came up out of the water, the Father gave the commencement address.
当他从水里起来的时候呢，那天父就说话。
Verse 22 of chapter 3, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased.
第三章二十二节，天父说：“你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”
God had put Jesus in Nazareth. He stayed there. He passed it. He graduated.
神把耶稣放在拿撒勒，他留在那里，然后最后他毕业了。
Learning the Father's business, the Father's heart.
他在那里学习父的事，在那里就是学习父的心。
It's an inner life that God is working in our lives.
这是我们里面的生命，神在我们里面做工。
All service, all ministry, all worship, everything comes out of, first of all, just being about the Father's business.
所有的侍奉，所有的执事，它最重要的就是在父的事。
the reason there is so much abnormal living in the Christian circles is that we have not gone through our Nazareth.
在基督徒生活当中有很多事情很多不正常的事情发生都乃是因为我们没有经过拿撒勒的生活
and in one simple word Nazareth is the cross
简单来说拿撒勒就是十字架
see often when we think of the Lord Jesus when we hear the word the cross we think of from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. the day Jesus was crucified
很多时候我们想到耶稣的十字架的时候我们就想到早上九点到下午三点钟耶稣被钉十字架的事
From the minute he came out of his mother's womb as a cold, shivering, fearful little child he began to suffer the cross
当他从母腹出来的时候他就要经过那个冷那个不好的环境呢就开始他的十字架
It was 33 and a half years ofyielding to the Father's desire, His environment.
有33年半的时间他完全顺服在天父的带领之下。
And because he subjected to that, God, every day, could just fill him with joy.
因为他的顺服天父就将那满足的喜乐赐给他。
How many of you this morning want to be happy?
在我们当中有多少人喜欢快乐?
Well, we can't guarantee our environment's going to make us happy.
我们不能向你保证说我们的环境能够使你快乐
But it is God's will to put His Son's happiness in us
是神的旨意他要将他儿子的喜乐放在我们里面
The Son's peace
他儿子的平安
We can't control what's happening in Washington D.C. This year being an election year
我们没有办法来控制在在首都那里在今年选举会有什么样的结果
Most of us cannot handle even the government of our own home
我们可能在家里面谁当家都没有办法
But we can yield to one We can yield to one and put the government on his shoulders the Lord Jesus
但我们可以来顺服借着顺服我们把这个家里面的主权交在主的手里
Isaiah says the government is on his shoulders
以赛亚书告诉我们政权是落在他的肩上
All we're to do is to be about the Father's business
我们所需要的就是要来以父的事为念
Taking care of the Son
我们来关心
Waking up in the morning and say Lord Jesus be Lord of my life today
我们早上起来每天早上我们就对主说主啊你做我今天的主
I don't have enough patience to get by the first time my wife tries to correct me
我没有办法我没有那个力量当我的配偶来指责来讲来指责我的时候批评我的时候
And our natural tendency is to correct that person
我们的天然就是喜欢来纠正别人
Instead of that's the father's job
而不是说那乃是天父的事
Some of you have teenagers
你们可能有青少年的小孩
And you know all of a sudden a teenager knows more than you
你知道突然间呢你就发现说那个青少年好像懂得比你多
If she is a girl all of a sudden she is conscious of being beautiful
如果她是一个女孩子的话她突然间她就好像很在意自己的美丽
And with the boys, it's another whole set of problems.
如果是男孩子的话呢，就不一样的问题。
As a parent, you can nag them.
身为父母的，你可以唠叨他们。
And drive them further from you and further from the Lord.
你可以造成他们远离你，远离主。
This is part of your Nazareth. This is when you can be about the Father's business.
这就是你的拿撒勒是你可以以父的事为念的一个环境
The Father's business is a house It's a house of prayer
父的事就是祷告的殿
If your husband If your wife is saved If the two of you are saved Open the Bible to 1 Peter 3 1 through 9 And learn it And let it become a part of you
做丈夫的你可以如果你的妻子也是蒙恩信主的你可以和他一起祷告
Let your relationship be the foundation of God's business.
让你们的关系是以父的事作为根基。
So that the two of you can then pray for your child.
所以你们两个人就能够一起为你们的孩子祷告。
No man has ever changed the will, even through imprisonment, through torture, the will of a person.
没有任何一个人能够借着折磨或借着各样的方法来改变另外一个人的意志。
But when we ask God to come into that teenager and say, Lord, deal with the pride in that person.
让我们求神来对付这青少年心里面的这个骄傲的时候。
A teen goes from being very submissive to mom and dad, and all of a sudden, they think they're the only ones in the world.
青少年他有些原本可以好像是很听父母的话，可突然间他觉得好像他是这个世界上最了不起的人。
They literally do. How are you going to change this?
他们真的是那样，你怎么样来改变他们呢？
Just about being about the Father's business.
就是以父的事为念。
You don't see Jesus trying to raise up an army.
你没有看到耶稣起来好像要兴起一个军队。
He could have nagged those disciples to death every day with 100 different naggings.
他可以每天几百千百次来唠叨他的门徒，试着要改变他们。
He knew those disciples needed another spirit.
他知道这些门徒们，他的门徒们必须要有不同的灵。
And he prayed day and night for those, Lord, give them another spirit.
他日夜为他们祷告，求神将这另一个灵赐给他们。
And we see these selfish, independent, superior to Jesus people becoming the great 11 apostles.
我们看见这些门徒，他们原本是那样子的骄傲，觉得好像什么都最好，比主还好，变成是一个很谦卑顺服的使徒。
When Jesus was 12 years old, he was learning about that business.
当主耶稣十二岁的时候，他就在学这个功课。
He was learning how to lead those disciples.
他在学习怎么样子来带领这些门徒们。
How to deal with the religion that had crept into the church.
怎么样子来对付这个搅扰教会的宗教。
He learned it in Nazareth.
他在拿撒勒那里学习。
May we not try and escape and weasel out of our Nazareth.
让我们不要想要从拿撒勒当中逃离开。
We all want to be conformed to the image of Christ.
我们都愿意能够磨成基督的形象。
But the secret to the Lord's life was this submissiveness.
但我们的主的生活的秘密还是在于说他顺服在。
The secret to his life was he was willing to be nothing.
他的秘密就是他愿意顺服成为无有。
Brothers and sisters, that goes against every single thing in our very nature.
弟兄姐妹，这是关系到我们天然的每一件事情。
We fight that, we resist that, we hate that, we don't want it to be preached, because in our nature, we want to be something.
我们在那里抗拒，在那里抵抗，在那里拒绝，我们就是因为我们想要成为什么。
We want to have things.
我们想要得着事物。
We want to hoard and save and grab and hold on to.
我们想要争，想要取，想要夺，想要存。
We're born that way.
我们天生是那个样子。
We have to let it go.
我们必须要弃绝那样的事。
Our job.
我们的工作。
Our children.
我们的孩子们。
Our finances.
我们的财务。
Everything. We got to let God pull back that grip, that Jacob grabbing grip that we're born with.
我们必须让神来对付我们，就像雅各那样想要争夺的那个心。
And find our security in the Nazareth doing the Father's business.
让我们找到在拿撒勒来以父的事为念。
It's a totally different economy than what we're used to.
是完全不同的世界。
It goes against every cell of my body.
我们身体上每一个细胞，每个分子。
Goes against every thought that this mind can come up with.
我们的心思，每一个心思意念。
Just to daily wake up and be consecrated to Him as a living sacrifice.
你早上起来，我们就当作活祭来献给神。
Let him arrange the Nazareth.
让他来安排我们的拿撒勒。
Let him take me through the Nazareth.
让他带领我们经过那个拿撒勒。
Always doing the Father's business.
我们以父的事为念。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord,
主。
I just confess how I resist personally even the boredom, the tedium of the school of Christ.
我们真的承认我们是何等的在拒绝你为我们预备基督的学校。
Lord, help us to accept where you have put us.
主帮助我们来接受你所安排我们的。
The place, the people, the situations, the circumstances that you've put us in.
那地点、那个环境、那些人。主啊，是你要放我们在那里的。
May we not kick against the goad.
主叫我们不要来踢刺。
But embrace you.
我们乃是来迎接你，欢迎你。
Just being about what's on your heart.
就是来关心你心里面的事。
And that's beholding the beauty of the Lord.
就是来注视你的美丽。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉靠耶稣基督的。
Amen.
Amen.